Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Jeremiah Speaks Show. I am Minister Michael Gray. My church affiliation is Second Baptist Church, Warsaw, Virginia, where the Reverend James, Dr. James Johnson is my pastor. It's a blessing to be in the to share the word of God with all that are listening today. Let us go into prayer. Heavenly Father, once again we come on this day. Lord, we come just to say thank you. We thank you for watching over us. We thank you for keeping us and guiding us and leading us in the way that we should go. Father, we ask right now that you would touch us, Lord, right where we are, God, whether we're in need of healing or we just need a touch from you. Lord, we ask right now that your word would come boldly from my lips, Lord. Oh, God, speak to me and to me, God. Oh, God, release a powerful word, God, that it would touch somebody and somebody may come and wonder what must they do to be saved. Lord, we thank you right now for this day, God. Oh, a day that we'll never see again, Lord. And we ask for your blessing. It is in Jesus' name. We all say amen. Amen. And my scripture comes from 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. And it says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And the title of my message today, Am I Truly Thankful? As we get ready to celebrate Thanksgiving, people will fill the house with lavish eating and drinking. The smell of turkey potatoes and the fixings will permeate the air. This day called Thanksgiving would be nothing more than a mere festive day. But do we really understand the meaning of Thanksgiving? Do we really know what Thanksgiving is? Have we got so accustomed to the holiday that we're only thankful for that day? It has been reduced to football. We have shifted Thanksgiving to football where we all come and we watch the game. But how many times do we sit there and we talk about the Word of God? We have made it family feasting, and many find ourselves caught in the middle, not knowing what to do. Some of us as believers are sometimes caught into the middle because we don't want to cramp anybody's style, but we have to let them know that we're here for all the festivities. That's true, but we also came here to give thanks unto the Lord, because if it was not for him, then we wouldn't be here. On Thanksgiving Day, only a handful of people will have the right perspective of gratitude. Many stay at home and prepare for the day with no sense of guilt. We will stay when the church doors are open on Thanksgiving. Instead of us going to give time at the church, we'll stay home and prepare dinner, and we feel no guilt. We feel like this is tradition, that dinner overtops our God. Do we have the wrong mindset? We should be at the church house giving God thanks, praising his name, and honoring him. And whatever we need to do after that is okay, but God and giving thanks should be number one. Christians sometimes presume that God's blessings are rightfully ours and it was owed to us. Everything that God does for us, he doesn't have to do. He does it because he loves us. At times we believe he has to do it for us. He really doesn't. Anything that you get from God as a blessing is extra. And that, for all that, you should be grateful. We should be grateful. People who don't have an attitude of gratitude are never satisfied. We can never reach the point where we want to be because we're never satisfied with what we have. Have you ever seen someone get something that you want and you're never satisfied until you get it?
Woo!
But then after you get it, you realize that you didn't really want it after all, but you wanted it because someone else had it.
Lord Jesus.
Without ungrateful attitude or always waiting for something bigger and better before they'll be thankful. God can bless you with the small thing, but if it isn't big enough for you to see it, help me, Lord, then it's not right for you. Always look for the bigger things to come, and God is blessing you with the smaller things. If we're not grateful for little things we had today, you bet God won't allow us to have the big ones. Ungrateful attitude can only lead to a lower level, whereas a grateful attitude will allow us to cling to the cross, view our own crown, and leap over our circumstances. People who have ungrateful attitudes actually believe they had done it all by themselves. Have you ever met anybody that just didn't give God credit for anything?
Mm-hmm.
They act like they got it all together. I did this. I did that. No, God done it for you. And we refuse to give God the glory because we are so selfish that we are self-centered on ourselves. And the truth be told, we haven't done one earthly thing. When let me know when we start waking ourselves up every morning, when we start kind of through trials and tribulations and storms, we don't have the power to do that, and we are yet to give God all the praise. When we are ungrateful, we believe we have done it all ourselves, and our future depends on us. When we see people who are never satisfied or maybe stressed out, these people have never told God, thank you. Have you ever just sit down at the lunch table and before you begin to eat, you look around and see how many people actually thank God for their meal? There's not many. I always do because God has allowed me to have that meal. But a lot of us just dig right in. And as a little boy, I always remember my mom used to say, son, you're going to eat up your blessings. So we have to give God thanks. We have to be grateful for what he's done. Being grateful is an essential part to our spiritual life, mental health, and relationship. But most of all, it's saying to God, yes, I do have faith in you. I don't know how many people are on here tonight, but I want to know, do you have faith in God? Do you have faith in God that he will bring you through any circumstance? Do you have faith in God if the world stops turning tomorrow and he comes back, he will come back for you? Do you have that faith that no matter what, I'm going to serve God? Well, when you have a gratitude, your heart and mind keep overflowing with thank you. When we have that connection with God, God allows those words to roll off our tongues, and everything we give thanks. If we forget, he reminds us that we didn't thank him. It's a good practice, a good habit to give thanks to God for everything that he does, because you never know when it's going to be the last time that you are able to give thanks. Give thanks to God. Be grateful for the things that he's done. People, and because God has given us the gift of life. When we complain in our spirit, we think of negative thoughts. But when we hold our tongue and ask God to bridle it, we can sing a thank you, Jesus, all day long, and it won't mean a thing. People who believe that gratitude is not dependent on good circumstances can give thanks in the good times. You can thank God in the bad times, in the ugly times, because they had a faith in God, because it doesn't matter what is going on around me, I'm still able to say thank you, Lord. Sometimes the struggles that we're in and the things that we go through, all it takes is a thank you, Lord. God is able to come and do whatever we need him to do. All he asks us for is a thank you. We sometimes forget the thank you part because we believe that we're in control and we don't have to tell him thank you, but you do. We have to give thanks. And the more we give thanks, the more he'll do for us. My gratitude is not affected by my problems. The problems I have, I still have to raise my hand and say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for my storms. I thank you for making a way. I thank you for doing the things that you've done. Even though you're in a storm, you still got to thank him. Why? Because you're still here. He's allowed you to see another day. I can still do the will of God even when trials come our way. I'm grateful. When trials come our way, a lot of us shut down. We stop. We don't do the things that God has commanded us to do. We let the trial take over our spirit. Oh, God. And when that happens, we don't want to do the things of God. But when you give thanks, and even though you got trials going on, God is going to make a way for you. I want to know this evening, are you thankful? Are you grateful? When somebody asks you about Thanksgiving, do you refer it to as a holiday, or do you consider it a day where you, not just one day, but every day, you give thanks to the Father? We kind of get this thing messed up. And we'll go out there and we'll go shopping and we'll buy the store up. We'll have this and that all for one day just to thank him, and we have a problem with it. Well, this is the man that has provided for us when we didn't have. He's seen us through when we weren't going to make it. With all that's going on, I can still for Christ. I can still worship God in spite of my disappointments because I'm grateful. In spite of everything that's trying to tear me apart, everything that's pulling at me, I can worship God. I can tell him, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And I will be all right. When you have that connection with God, when the fires rise up, the devil starts to put the pressure on you, you have a calm inside because you are thankful and God is going to work that thing out. I can still celebrate the goodness of God even when my money runs short, because I'm grateful. Even if I don't have a dollar in my pocket, I'm still grateful because God has made a way for me. I can still shout hallelujah even though I can't see what's coming. Have you ever shouted premature hallelujah? You can't see it coming down the road, but you shout hallelujah anyway because you know it's coming. When we do these things, that is showing God that we're thankful. When we go to church and nobody on our row up, give God praise, we should. Why? Because we're thankful. When the song comes on and no one stands to clap their hands, we should. Why? Because we're thankful. We have to have a thankful heart in order to make it. We can't. God keeps saying, if we're lukewarm, he'll spew us out of his mouth. A lot of times we're lukewarm. We're thankful for today, and we're back to the world tomorrow. Keep switching the course. We have to be thankful and mean it and stick to it. I can still stand on the promises of God, even when they seem that all hope is gone. Even if God has promised me this, I am going to stand on it. My time has come. I might not see it in my time. I'm going to stand on it anyway because he's promised it to me, and I'm grateful that he has. Because hope is built on nothing less than the blood of Jesus. When we put our faith and our trust in God, hope is a big part of our life. And hope is something that might not come our way. We might not ever see it. But as long as I have hope, I have faith, and I'm thankful, and I have a grateful heart, I dare you to trust him. He's a solid rock. I stand on all others and just sinking sand. We can stand on the rock of the Lord. And sure, we're going to go through some things. But usually when we go through trials and tribulations, he's trying to show us something. He's trying to cast somewhere. And at the end, you say, Lord, I'm thankful. Because if I went the other way, I would have messed up. Seeing that I stayed, work it out. Lord, I'm thankful for all that you've done. He can calm the waters. When the storm is raging and the water is splashing, and most of the time we're in the boat and it's rocking, God can calm the waters. Provide your every need. Grateful. He's the source of strength if we're grateful. He told us that trouble don't last always. We're human. We're gonna see some stuff in our day. But we have to know and believe that it ain't gonna last always. He's gonna make a way for us. Being grateful will cause you to go up. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. If you're waiting on the Lord, your strength, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. If we lift up the name of Jesus, he will draw all men unto him. It's not hard to give God praise. It's not hard to lift up his name. Or to just wave your hand sometime and say, if nothing is going on with you, it's okay to say, Lord, I thank you. I'm grateful for all that you've done. I'm grateful that you watched over me last night while I slept in summer. I'm grateful that you allowed me to travel the highways and byways and nothing happened to me. Lord, I'm grateful that you love me that much. This is what God wants to hear from us. But we can get caught up in our day. We can get caught up in the world. We can get caught up with doing our own thing, and we forget that. But it's very important that we express how thankful we are, how grateful we are. Stop being ungrateful. Stop looking at what was and what you did instead. Be grateful. Be grateful for we can't change history. Things you done years ago is over with. Stop looking back and look ahead and look where God is trying to carry you, where he's brought you from. And you can say, you know what, I used to be like that, but God delivered me from that. And he took me from thinking sand and placed my feet on the solid ground. Lord, I am grateful for that. Because you didn't have to do it, but you did it because of your love for me. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we're grateful today that you thought about us. Even though all you went through, you still thought about us. Father, as I come to you this evening, Lord, here you go. Lord, I'm grateful, God. I'm grateful for the things that have gone on in my life, God. I'm grateful for the people that you've surrounded me with. I'm grateful for this nation, Lord. Oh, God, I ask, Lord, that you would keep watching over us, God. Oh, God, help us to make it on our journey. Lord, sometimes the road gets rough. Stay on track. If we're going one way, Lord, turn us around, God, and get us back to where we need to be. Oh, Father, deliver us, Lord, from ourselves tonight, God, that we're able to say, Lord, we thank you, God. Help us. Mind, focus on you and know that you are our source. Everything that we need, Lord, comes from you. Oh, God. We just love you, God, for who you are, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God, for just being you. We thank you that you died. You didn't leave us astray. Even though we messed up along the way, God, oh, God, we're still grateful. You don't hold grudges, God. You look at our heart, God, and you see what's inside of us, Lord. Oh, Lord, we thank you tonight, God, for your word, God. We thank you that we're able to share your word, God. God, we thank you right now. Lift the hands, God, and we surrender and we submit to you. It's in Jesus' name. It's in his mighty name that we say thank you. And amen, amen, and amen. Amen.
Amen, and God bless you. Amen. Truly, that was a beautiful word, Minister Gray. What's the name of your church again?
Second Baptist Church in Warsaw, Virginia.
Oh, okay. And what's your pastor's name?
Reverend Dr. James Johnson.
Okay. That was such a beautiful, beautiful scripture that it says to be joyful always, pray continuously, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Why do you think the scriptures say that this is God's will for us to pray to be joyful and to give thanks. Why is it God's will?
Because this is what he wants from us. He's laws and commandments, and this is the things that he wants us to do. Because he knows that there's going to be trying times in the land, just like we're going through right now. We have trying times in the land. But if we pray, we seek his face, and we do all these things that he's commanded us to do, we're going to make it. But we have to do what he's called us to do.
Wow, that's beautiful. I know a lot of people have a problem because I have seen it myself. People would just start eating and, you know, just gobble their food down. But there are times some people cough or choke while they're eating. And like you said, you have to pray for everything, even for the food that you consume. Because if they choke on it, the first thing they're going to do is call Jesus. What you say?
Yes, that's what they're going to do. But, you know, I work at a big company, and I tell you, I can sit down. You can count the people on your hand that actually reverence God and say, thank you for my meal. They don't. They just tear right into it. But we have to give thanks because we act as if he has to do it, and he don't. So everything that we get that he blesses with is extra because he don't have to do it. So what's wrong? Why don't we have that thankful attitude? Why don't we tell God thank you? A lot of times, I get it. Sometimes we forget. But when somebody's doing something good for you, somebody that wakes you up in the morning, starts you on your way, you ought to be able to say thank you because a lot of people didn't rise that morning or wanted to get up, but they couldn't get up.
That's really true because you could look at COVID that has been out here over the last 2 years and the numbers are going back up. A lot of people did not live to see this Thanksgiving coming up or even Christmas. And what you said is so true that they should be grateful because we made it through this hard time of sickness. What's your opinion about that?
About the sickness?
About how we made it through this COVID, those of us who are left alive to even celebrate this holiday.
Just with the COVID alone and we're still here is a reason to give God thanks because a lot of people, I don't know what the total was, but a lot of people left here because of COVID. And God thought it not robbery that we'd still be here. He watched over us. Of course, me, I never got any of the symptoms at all. So I knew he had to be watching over me because where I worked at, it was COVID everywhere. So you like that, and you know that you've been kept. You got to have a thankful heart because it could have been the other way around. You could have been on that bed of affliction. But he didn't allow that. He kept you. So there's no greater way to represent than to give him thanks.
Yes. And what about the people that they are suffering with pain or may not have food or some of them is angry with family and people are going through some challenges? Do you think they should be thankful too?
Yes, yes. The big point right there is when you have differences with family. It's time that we be thankful and we go back and we get that thing right. Because I used to say we need to get our house in order. Well, we better have our house in order because we don't know when he's due to come. So when he's due to come, we need to be right. And when I say we need to be right, we need to have all things in order. We don't need to be holding grudges, and we need to thank him for everything that he's done, where how he clothes us, how he put food on our table, how he put shoes on our feet. He's making a way when there's no way at all. He's hit us when we had bills and didn't have the money to pay it, and we still have our possession.
Yes, that's really true, that we need to at least have the right heart and attitude that in all things we should give him thanks. Can you pray for our radio listeners again to really just bow their heads and all of us be on one accord to be thankful.
Yes, indeed. Let's pray. First, Father, we come this evening, oh Lord, with a thankful heart, Lord. Oh, Father, we ask right now that you would touch us near and far, Lord. Oh, Lord, if we have things that separating us right now from you, God, oh, Lord, I ask that you would remove it, God. Oh, God, if we have aught with our family members, or we haven't talked to people in years or months, God, we ask that you would bring us all back together, God. Oh, God, help us to have a thankful heart, God, and let us recognize the things that you do for us. God, we come right now, God. Oh, God, we're crying out this evening, and we're crying, thank you, Lord. Thank you for being you, never leaving us nor forsaking us. And, God, we give you all the glory this evening. We give you all the praise. It's in Jesus' mighty name that we all say amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. We thank you so much, Minister Michael Gray, for coming on our show. We thank you. You're listening to Jeremiah Speaks with Minister Michael Gray. If you would like to send a comment, you can email Go Teach and Baptize. Again, this is Jeremiah Speaks. And thank you, Minister Gray, and happy holidays to you. God bless you.
Happy holidays. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. If you would like to get in touch with us, it is Fivefold Ministries Worldwide. Again, it's ffmw.inc at verizon.net. Again, it's F like full, five, F like full, M like ministries, W like worldwide, dot inc, I-N-C, at verizon.net. This week we are examining scriptures related to being thankful. Truly, we have a lot to be thankful for at a time like this. So many loved ones have not made it during this holiday. People have gotten displaced from their homes from storms and floods and hurricanes. The weather, global and climate changes are occurring that is displacing families as well as animals. And little teeny babies are even suffering with the different type of viruses. You can hear it and see it all over the news. So we should be thankful. Thankful that we have a chance to intercede and to pray for others. Yes, it is our responsibility as Christians that we love ye one another, that we love each other, even those we do not know, that we pray for world peace. We pray for families all over this world. We pray for each other as well as you on this phone, the listeners, that we have a chance and a responsibility to pray for others and to be thankful that we're able to pray even in our mind, our heart, soul, or spirit, or with confessions of prayer to just intercede for others. God bless you. This is also our disclaimer. As I say, the music belongs to the artist. We play different sounds to glorify Zion, to praise the Lord, and the music belongs to those artists. So we are here to promote those sounds, to encourage you to listen and to just be in the presence, as I call, the inner courts. You know, I have people say to me sometime, what is the inner courts? What do you mean going behind the veil? Well, for me, it's when I get in the presence of God, when I worship him and I praise him, hey, hallelujah, that I feel that I'm in a sacred place, that where I am, that I'm in the inner courts, as they sat up in the upper room, that they were all on one accord. When I feel I'm on one accord, that I can feel the presence, the love, and the grace of God that will overshadow me. That's when you're behind the veil, when you have forgotten about everything around you except the glory of God. Truly, that is something to be thankful for. We encourage you to listen to us through the week as well on the weekend. We thank you for supporting the ministry as we just go into a praise of worship to glorify our Father and to say thank you. Let us just listen to a little short a prayer that truly we got a blessing from God and that all of us have a chance to have everlasting life and we have a blessing. You know why? Because blessings are on your way. When you love the Lord, when you have accepted salvation, when you are grateful, hey, hallelujah, that he have supped with you, that he have opened up your heart, that he have saved you, died on the cross, and he sent his Holy Spirit, that is a blessing in itself. But let us listen at this time, as I said to Prophet Hilton, that the little sermonette is that God got a blessing just for you during this holiday season. Amen.
Is there anybody else here tonight that know God got a blessing?
God bless.
and it's weighing on you.
God is better.
It makes no difference.
God is better.
What condition you think you are in tonight?
God
is better. God has got a blessing.
God is better.
He's got a blessing for you.
Yes, the prophet says that God got a blessing for you regardless of that situation, that you should still give God the praise. If we can't do anything else, we should be able to say, thank you, Lord. And let us just go ahead and praise God. This is our season here in the United States. Well, this is our holiday season. A lot of people say each and every day that you wake up is a holiday. But around this Thanksgiving time, this is a time that family get together and to fellowship, as well as we celebrate even Christmas in this United States. Some people don't like the idea of Christmas because it doesn't commemorate Christ's birthday. However, we don't know the date, and we thank him each and every day. And when we just celebrate together, do you know that being with family is a way to say thank you, that I'm a family member? Being around Christmas time and giving gifts, maybe you didn't give gifts all year, but Christmas time you want to give a gift to family, you know, just to show that type of love or even to cover up your guilt. But we thank God that we're able to enjoy those holidays. You know, I was thinking about what could I say this week that might be an encouragement to someone. And I decided, because I want to give God all praise before I close my eyes, and I hope the Lord sees me and said, well done, my good and faithful servant. So if you have heard it before, I'm going to say it again, that I was born an orphan in a car left by my mom to die. It took women who heard a baby screaming in an abandoned car, they took me out the car and gave me to a family, a mother and a father that had lost a child, and they raised me in love. I thank God for Sydney Gillis. I thank God for Clara Pearson. Truly, we were close to that Rocky Mount, North Carolina line. My family was from Harlem, New York, that left me there, and that I was able to feel what it was to be a family. You know, I decided when my mother and father who raised me, I don't call them adopted parents, I call them my parents. When they died, I went to Harlem to find this mother who would leave her child to die in a car. When I got there, I was so angry that nobody knew me, that I could have really did some damage to her. But it was the grace of God, the mercy of God, that I don't know her situation, why she did what she did. And I am grateful and thankful to God that he touched my heart, that when I saw this woman, that I grieve the stories that I heard that she was dealing with domestic violence, that she had given away four children scattered from Virginia to Philadelphia, Maryland, and other places, and that she did what she could do to survive. She went to her mom for comfort, and they were background singers to the Apollo Theater in New York. And truly, when I met them and I saw her, I was so grateful that God had those midwives or nurses or just Shulamite women, as I call, that was able to just feel in the spirit to hear a baby outside crying, and they took me in. Can you imagine the month that I was born in? It was one of those cold months that's down in the South in January. And I didn't freeze to death. I wasn't eaten by an animal. And I was put in blankets and given to a mom. I want to say to the world that's listening, and especially to those third world countries, about myself to help you. When my parents died, I used to always, before they died, I would fellowship with family. We would have the Thanksgiving dinner. People would come over to the house, and truly it was a great time. But when they died, I became more of the black sheep, the family shunned me because a lot of monies were involved and people were stealing from all sources, from the silverware in the house to the curtains on the walls to something as simple as even towels and sheets, that they saw the greed of what this family had and what they did not want me to have. So I left out of there not knowing how to really take care of myself, that I thank God that I had one girlfriend. I walked to her home, and I told her that I was abandoned, that my father died, the family stole from me, and my mother died, and that she allowed me to come to her house, and because she was afraid her mother would say no, she allowed me to sleep under her bed. I used to sleep in the on her floor under her bed, and she would sneak food from the kitchen to feed me. Glory, hallelujah. I thank God that a mother knew that I was up there, and she said, baby, you don't have to sleep on the floor. Come on and sleep in the couch. I stayed there through that grace and mercy of that mother. I was so thankful for that, my girlfriend and her mom, who took me out of a cold streak with just the clothes on my back, allowed me to stay in their home, and I was able to eat and to find a job. I thank God that during this holiday season, I'm just going to just tell you this piece of the story, not all of it, but when I was able to work and get an apartment and try to take care of myself, I was always alone because, remember now, the family had separated itself because greed was involved. I no longer had uncles, aunts. I know, as I call aunts, I didn't have no cousins. I definitely was the only child they adopted, so I had no sisters and brothers. My friends are who I meet along the way. It was such a difficult road, but I thank God that I was able to get that job and to get an apartment and to try to feed and clothe myself. You know, and I will say this, and God is my witness, for 25 to 30 years, I have never been able to fellowship with family for Thanksgiving because, remember, I don't have a family. So when God blessed me in my journey, I was able to have children. I have two boys and one girl. And I made up my mind then that I did not want them to experience what it is not to have a family. I could remember on Thanksgiving just having my apartment and seeing everybody take in the different pot roasts and macaroni and cheese. They were so happy to see family. People were put on their new outfits and stay outside. Oh, it was such a grand time. All I could do was look out the window and just wish that I had somewhere to go because my family had abandoned me that had adopted me. And I thank God for that experience because through that it built up my faith even more. I seek God in those hard times, good times, difficult times, uncertain times. I want to say to you, the listeners, who may experience loneliness, separation, and to be able to say, hold your head up and God is able. As I said, that when I had my children, I was determined. I said, go to your father's parents' house each and every Thanksgiving. I want you to feel what it is to sit down with family, to have turkey and rice and stuffing, to laugh at a table. And they didn't understand from time they was born with diapers up until a couple of years back, like I said, close to 30 years, I've always been by myself on Thanksgiving. There are times that I met friends through those years, that young ladies who became my friends on a job, they want to invite me over, but I didn't want to impose on their family. Some of them was married, and I didn't want to be a burden. I just felt so uncomfortable because my family had forsaken me. And I used to just go ahead to the nearest deli, ask for a turkey sandwich, which I could afford, and I would sit there and eat the dinner. And I remember praying one day, and I said, God, please bless me that I be able to feel what it is to have a holiday meal with family. I did not know at that particular time about food shelters, or you could go to the food bank, or you could go to a church and there was a meal, All I knew is that I used to hear him in the church talk about the church dinners and how what they was going to cook. I couldn't remember if they had food downstairs for those who was displaced like myself. So when my kids finally got of age and understanding in their teen years, they said, Mom, why don't you go with us? I said, no. I said, you go to your father's house because your dad and I are not together, and I want you to experience what it is to be a family member. I made up my mind when I had my children, and I used to hear the tales that they said, Mom, when you eat, people will watch how much you eat, how much you put on your plate, if you ask for seconds. I said, okay. Every year for 30 years, I cook Thanksgiving dinner for my children, even though they were small. So if they was mistreated, like I was, they would come home. And I'm a country girl, so you know I could throw down. I would have that turkey. I would have those giblets of stuffing, of gravy, of mashed potatoes, of sauerkraut and pigtail, of collard greens. I had all of that, and I thank God for that, because when my kids came home, they were able to have that turkey, have that glazed ham, have the collard greens with the ham hocks, cabbages, corn on a cob. I made sure it was a feast. Had giblets in my stuffing, rice, and gravy, candy yams with marshmallows, and I would have sweet potato and pumpkin pie, which I love. But I thank God for that, because I just enjoy that I had someone to cook for. And I just want to say to all of you, you could be displaced. You could be walking up and down a road. You might be sitting in a house by yourself. You may not even have a meal. Make the best of it and say to God, thank you. Thank you that you're in the land of the living. There were times that people knew that I was by myself. They would drop off some meat, turkey. There was time that the mothers loved me. I'm a mother girl, and the mothers in the church would invite me over to the house for dinner as I got older and got deeper into the church. I was so thankful, but my kids have never not had a Thanksgiving dinner with family. This is the first year since my kids are now grown and have their own family, that I am going to visit their home, because they decided, Mom, we're not going to Thanksgiving dinner with Dad's family. We're coming to see you. I have to force them. No, go and join family. I could be dead and gone. I want you to fellowship one with another. So they are stubborn this year. They, you know, my kids have their own family. They married now. My two sons and my daughter's grown. And they have made up their mind. Last year, my daughter came to have dinner with me. She didn't go down south. They go to Eastern Shore, as we say here in the United States, by Bay Bridge. And also with my sons, they're like, Mom, we're going to cook for you. They always tease me. You're getting old, Mommy. So I just want to say to the listeners, don't take Thanksgiving for granted. There are homeless people that can remember family. There are adopted children that feel like the black sheep. Hey, hallelujah. There are foster kids that feel strange that they're in someone else's home. For me, myself, as a young woman to grown until I had my own kids, I felt displaced. But I thank God, even eating that little turkey sandwich, I said, God, thank you. I was able to afford it, because I said I couldn't get all the trimmings, but at least I taste that little turkey, which was really a little turkey roll. I didn't have fresh turkey. And I thank God that I was able to support myself and really have a feast when I had my own children to make sure they were fed. I never wanted them mistreated. So when you sit down at your holiday table and you break bread with family, be grateful that you can see that mother, that grandmother, that aunt, that uncle, your cousin. Don't be mean and be nasty in your mouth and have someone to judge you or talk about those, how they dress, how they smell, how they look. Give them a hug. When I had my own shelter, that was the first thing I did when I started my ministry. I was out in the street as a street pastor. I had a little storefront church. As I said before, I had a large turkey that I prepared that all I could afford, and it fed 250 people with a large can of green and string beans and other little trimmings. I never will forget, as I pulled the meat off that turkey to feed somebody that was homeless, that was in prostitution, drugs, separated from family, or those who was hurt and abused, that when they came into that little storefront, I put turkey on a plate, not a little bit. I would put that turkey on a plate. When I turned to look at the bone, the meat reproduced itself. Good God Almighty. Lord have mercy. I love the Lord. I say it again, that the meat reproduced itself. I said, God, I know good and well I pulled that meat off that turkey. But when I turned my head to get the stuffing and other things, I would see the meat again. I heard the Lord say, two fish and five loaves of bread. He reminded me that miracles do happen, and he wanted to feed his sheep. Glory be to God. God showed me that one little turkey was able to feed the masses. He showed me there was people like myself who just want a hug, who want somebody to go to the market and buy a turkey meal for their family, or someone to invite them to their home, or even hand out a grocery bag out on the street to those that's there with maybe a meal already prepared. I would encourage you again, as we look at Thanksgiving, to be grateful. Be grateful for the small thing. I was so grateful that I had a roof over my head. I had a job. And honestly, I had just water in my house, but because I couldn't afford to buy food at the time. It was either rent or food. I paid the rent. And I said, God, I know if you feed the sparrows, you're going to feed me. You take care of the birds, you're going to take care of me. And truly, I survived that. I was able to scrape up some food, or someone would invite me to lunch or to dinner. And through it all, hey, I am so grateful to God. He is real, folks, and he loves you. When you put your trust in God, when you turn it over to God, my mother had a little Red Testament Bible. And she said, baby, you need to know Jesus. He'll take you through. That's the last thing she told me when she died, to stay near the cross. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Clara. Thank you, Clara, for showing me how to love God so that he even loved me back. Thank you, Sydney, for taking me in as an orphan and making me your child with a roof over my head and clothes on my back. I am so grateful, and I salute you on this radio broadcast that God has provided for me. Thank you, Mom and Dad. And God bless you all as you celebrate the holidays this week. Just be grateful and to be thankful for others who may not have like yourself. God bless you again. You've been listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. And as I said, you're listening to the Fivefold Ministry each and every day that we try to come on, except Saturdays. We take a little break to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and to encourage you in all things in him. God bless you. Amen.